The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, March 18th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Neary and I shall be your host for the day. I'm going to slow things down because I'm going to be talking about a serious subject. A subject which is, you know, is important but is endearing to you because you have family members who has been battling, who is battling, right? And you want to give honor to them. You want to show the seriousness of the issue. You want to promote it. You want to make space for people who share in the journey. Today we're going to be talking about colon cancer. It's a serious thing. I mean, cancer. Yeah, you know, when people posted it, I hate cancer. I hate cancer. I hate cancer because it seems to be prevalent in the Bahamas. The different variations of it. So I try to make space as much as possible to have people come on, to warn, to encourage, to tell their stories about their loved ones who is battling it, their loved ones who have succumbed to it, their reason to continue to fight despite their loved ones transitioning, right? So I'm going to make space. I'm going to make space for Miss Stacey Campbell Marshall and, of course, Miss Emily Darvill, who is here. Right? They're going to tell their story. And then I'm going to go in because March is colon cancer month. Right?
Yes. Colorectal cancer awareness month.
See? Correct me. I didn't realize it was colorectal
cancer. Yes.
You may have to pronounce that 3 or 4 times so I can get that properly. Right? But I want to start with you. Give me your story.
Okay.
And we could both share the story. And then we can let the listening audience come and share their story also. Okay.
So for those of you who follow me on social media, you know that I shared with you my brother's stage 4 colon cancer diagnosis. And it took my family by storm because we don't have a family history. And it was late stage and he ignored some of the signs. That's just the truth of it, that he ignored some of the signs. He went to the doctor. Really did not advocate for himself. They told him, oh, it's irritable bowel syndrome. He took the Imodium. It made him feel better. But there were still some things that were off.
I'm going to stop you.
Yes.
I'm going to stop because I'm male. I don't like going to the hospital and do checkups.
Right.
You say something about signs.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me what the signs are.
Just in case.
I need to say, Cecil, stop ignoring.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. And, you know, that's part of why Emily and I are just so passionate about this, because we know that a lot of times men ignore their bodies and their signs. Right. And so some of the signs, just for people who are out there listening who may have to go, changes in, you know, your bowels, blood in your stools, pains in your stomach, the desire to eat might diminish. And that was one of the things with my brother. I was like, dude, like, you're not hungry. What do you tell? He was like, I just am not hungry. It's the weirdest thing. I eat because I have to, but I'm just not hungry. I don't feel hungry. And I'm like, something is wrong. And I had to insist for him to go and get where he was like, I don't have the money for the colonoscopy. I was like, well, let's do a CAT scan. And then the CAT scan was like, no, you need to go have a colonoscopy. So fast forward, my brother battled for 2 years, and he lost his battle in November of 2024. And I am now, like, I am going to get the word out there. I'm going to be that voice that for people who just don't know any better, because I don't think people set themselves up that, yeah, I want to get cancer and die. And the truth about colorectal cancer is It is one. It is a preventable cancer. As cancer, if you can say a cancer is easy, this is one of the easy cancers. Go in, they can scrape out those polyps, and it's like, okay, you go get a colonoscopy every year and make sure you're okay, and you're fine. It doesn't have to be dramatic like a lot of the other cancers can be very dramatic. So, you know, we are here because awareness is key. And on March 28th, we've got the Run Walk, the Colon Cancer Awareness, Get Your Rear in Gear Bahamas Run Walk on March 28th. That's next Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. And we want everybody to come out and be a part of this and to learn. We want you to bring your family members that might be at risk or might be experiencing some type of discomfort, something you may have seen with your family member, and you're like, you know what, they're not listening to me, but I'm going to drag them out and bring them out to this walk. We want you to come out to this walk for every family member you have that has suffered from cancer, every family that cancer has knocked on your door. We want you to come out because awareness when it comes to colorectal cancer is key. Awareness is key.
Now, this is my naivety coming, and let me ask, because I see this is in love and memory of Andrea Darvill.
That's
that
her
related?
Sister. Yes.
Andrea Darvill, yes. And my late sister. And
now, you can see my simpleness come here. Is colon cancer a male thing, or is it?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
I didn't know.
Yes, exactly. And she will explain that.
Yeah,
I want
you to explain that. Because
yes.
I see Andrea Darvill, and I say, but colon cancer, isn't that a man thing?
No, it's not. The only cancer that is going to affect only in the men are is prostate cancer.
Ah.
And then can't even say for women. Predominantly women are affected by breast cancer, but men can get breast cancer as well. But colon cancer is one of those cancers where it affects both men and women. So colon cancer, with that being said, is the third most diagnosed cancer here in the Bahamas.
Oh, gosh.
Both men and women are equally affected by it. And it's one of those cancers where it's so prevalent now that this age for screening was just dropped from 50 to now 45. And even that,
I'm at range now.
Even at 45, it's still a bit high because it's now one of those cancers that affect more younger people. My sister Andrea was diagnosed in September of 2020 during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 30 years old.
She's young?
Yes.
She was 30 years old. We had no family history of colon cancer, pretty much no cancer. We didn't know about it. So we had to do our research. We had to educate ourselves. And like you, she actually had a few people because she became an advocate for it. She wanted to share her story. She wanted to talk about the signs and symptoms that she was experiencing, the, you know, blood in her stool, mm-hmm. you know, weight loss, diarrhea, because it could be any change in like bowel movements. Some people think, oh, you know, it's just, oh, I'm constipated, I don't go. Well, any rapid change can actually be an issue.
And now I want to slow down the story because I want to know how it impacts relatives.
Well,
right?
You don't want to open that Pandora's box.
And I just want to appreciate your sister went to get a diagnosis. She come home and say, sister, mm-hmm. I have cancer.
She didn't even have to come home. I was there with her right through. I was with her when she did her prep the day before. I got up that morning, drove her to the hospital to do the colonoscopy, and I was at that door waiting for her. And it was hard because she pretty much collapsed into my arms and she said, it's not good. We didn't know exactly the extent of the cancer, but we knew that it was some form of cancer based on their findings right away because it was so many polyps. And then we later learned after they did biopsies and further testing that she carried a gene.
Ah, your entire family then?
No, well, it could be. Our entire family could be at risk for the gene. She carried a gene that predisposed her to growth of polyps, that those polyps then turned to cancer. We had no knowledge of this gene, no knowledge of colon cancer, no knowledge of any of it. So it was kind of like, it was crippling. We're like, what? Because even now, for me, now learning that it was genetics, it said, well, we share the same mother and father. Am I at risk? So I had to do a colonoscopy. I, too, had to do genetic testing. And thank God I did not carry the gene. So it's only a 50% chance that it was passed on from a parent to the child.
Kamal Marshall, I know you do advocacy now, right? And I would like to know, how do you partner with the medical professionals or the support group.
Yeah.
Right? Because both of you no longer have a family member who's battling at this present time.
Yeah.
One would assume that you remove yourself from all that emotional distress that you're going through.
Absolutely not.
You're staying in it?
No, because I say that I hate that this is a club. When we first met over WhatsApp, really, or over the phone, I was like, I hate that we're having this conversation. I hate that this is how I'm getting to know you. But guess what? It's our reality. And my brother, when he was battling and when it was getting near the end, when he knew that he wasn't going to make it, he said, if my testimony can help save someone else, then this is why God chose me, because of our platform. Our family is very popular. We're very outspoken. A lot of people know us. Our reach goes very far and wide. And so he accepted that, Stacy, perhaps God had to choose me in order to save others. That was a hard pill for me to swallow. Everybody who knows our family knows that we are extremely close. They're three Campbell siblings, and we're just very, very tight. And it was a real blow. And Pete left a wife and three beautiful children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard. So when you talk about the impact on a family, it is devastating. And when it comes down to colon cancer, it's one of the ones that if you detect it early, the story can be different. And so that's why we want people to understand that colon cancer awareness is not just another, oh, let's raise some money, let's just hope. No, we got to get the word out there. We have to be champions of this cause, because this is a cancer that is preventable, and it just doesn't have to mean death. The final story does not have to mean death. Let me tell you something remarkable about Andrea's story. In her battle, she decided, hey, I'm going to be the spokesperson for this cause. Mm-hmm. And she did her research and she found out, and she is the one who started Get Your Rear in Gear Bahamas. She did all the work. And just a few weeks,
six weeks
before
her inaugural event,
she passed away. And so Emily has decided, like, look, now I'm going to be the one, I have to take up the mantle. And it really, information is key when it comes to colorectal cancer. Information is key, because people need to understand how important it is. Now, let's talk about the men now. We know that y'all don't like nobody messing around with your nether regions.
I don't like no one messing around with me in general.
See? So even that. So then it comes to, I don't want nobody, back there checking stuff out. It's really important. It is so important. And, we laugh and joke about the rest that you get. A colonoscopy is not difficult. It's not a difficult procedure. You wake up so refreshed, like, oh my gosh, that was the best sleep I've had in a really long time. And then at the end of it, you know what your status. If they're in there and they see some polyps, they scrape them out.
They remove it.
They remove it.
Slow it down again for me, Campbell Marshall. They put you asleep?
Yes. So you do have to go. I mean, it's a surgery.
It's a surgery?
I mean, the procedure, it's a procedure. Let's say that. It's not necessarily surgery, but it is a procedure. So they do, before the 2 days leading up to, you drink, like a solution. It's like, it just tastes like.
Yeah, it's just
like
it's
a saline, like a bowel prep. They have to clean out your system.
Clean out your colon so they can see.
But don't be intimidated by that.
Don't be intimidated by it.
Because how intimidating is chemotherapy? Let's get real with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get real. How intimidating is chemotherapy? All right? How intimidating is it for them to then have to go in? They had to go in and remove a mass from my brother's colon that was huge.
My God.
They went in and removed my sister's entire colon.
Yes. So, we have to put this in perspective. If we're going to have the talks, let's have the real talks. So while it may be a little uncomfortable to drink a gallon of this prep solution, how uncomfortable is it when you have to then be hooked up to a machine for chemotherapy? My brother had blisters in his mouth on the base of his feet from the chemotherapy. He could not walk because of blisters on his feet. He could barely eat. He had to sip through a straw and not let the protein shakes touch the inside of his mouth because of the blisters from chemotherapy.
My sister lived with an ileostomy bag.
What level of discomfort are we going to be okay with?
I hate cancer. I mean, I just hate it.
Yeah, nobody hates cancer more than us. Right. Nobody hates cancer more than us.
So now you're... in tribute of your sister, you have this fun walk thing. Yes. This is the first one, or this is the second one? Has this been around?
This will be our fourth.
Yeah. So for four years of doing this now, you've continued this in honor of your sister who was planning it, but 6 weeks before she was able to pull it off, she transitioned. And then the family said, no, we can continue this.
We will,
We will continue this.
I made that promise to her. I said, don't worry, it's going to be okay. The race is going to happen. She was literally in her hospital bed and she's messaging me. She's like, oh, I have a Zoom meeting that's scheduled tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to be out of the hospital in time. Can you sit in for me? I said, I will. It's okay.
Yeah. And I promised my brother the week before his death, I said, Pete, I will use my platform, this platform that God has given me, this voice, this ability to speak. I promise that I will use it to educate others when it comes to colon cancer and how prevalent it is. You know, my brother lived in the United States, and so sometimes I think statistics kind of get lost. But to hear that here in the Bahamas, that it is the third most diagnosed cancer, come on, people. We got to pay attention. We need to pay attention. And, you know, people are like, oh, we can't afford the colonoscopy. Well, we can afford jewelry and vacations.
How much
for
a colonoscopy?
There's a range.
Give me the range. I want to know.
It can range anywhere.
$1,200?
Yeah.
To about $1,500.
Yeah.
So do I have to do it like more than once? Or just say, that's my $1,200 and then I...
Well, there are different types of tests, screening for colon cancer. So... colonoscopy would be considered like the gold standard.
Okay.
So once you do a colonoscopy, you bite the bullet, you have a colonoscopy done.
Mm-hmm.
If there's nothing found, no polyps, you're cleared, you won't have to repeat that for, let's say, I mean, I'm not a medical doctor, but they tend to say 7 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Or maybe even longer.
It's worth
you know, the
And if they do see like some polyps and they'll tell you that you'll need to do it again. Right. Yeah. For my brother and me, my brother Andre, so Peter was the oldest brother, then it was Andre, and then there's me. We are like, every 2 years we're going to get checked out. Yes. Because it just showed up with Pete like, I mean, wait, what was that about? So we have committed that we're going to make sure that we're okay. You know what I mean? Yes. So I'm not playing around. You know, and we were laughing and joking because now I'm the person, I'm like, wait. Something is off. I need to go to the doctor. You don't need to check me out. I'm trying to get the head to toe scan. I'm trying to make sure everything is okay because what I'm not going to do is ignore my body.
I understand.
And the signs.
I have a phone call someone wants to engage you. But I want to talk with support groups because you all two communicate all the time and plan these things. But I want to know if there's a local support group where Bahamians who are going through, especially family members.
Yes.
Who say, man, I can't deal with watching my sister, my brother, go through this. I just can't support them. I want to, but I just can't watch them transition. Mm-hmm. Is there a support? I'm going to let you respond to that, but let me go to this caller
first.
Okay, sure. But I want you to talk about that. Because I guess, like I said, right now I'm climbing up. I want to continue the conversation, but I have anxiety. I said, man, it's too real for me. But I want to have this conversation. So I'm not going to stop. I want you to tell your story. I want Bahamian people to understand the seriousness of it. And of course, I want him to support this walk-a-thon also. Okay, let's go to this caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Come on, patch that caller through. I think they were holding for there. See, or clear the line. There's nobody there. Okay, the person is gone.
Okay, well, please call back. We'd love to talk with you.
So let's talk about, is there a support group?
Well, we've partnered with the Cancer Society of the Bahamas, and the Cancer Society, they're doing a phenomenal job with all cancers in general. So... for us, I created the Andrea Darville Blue Hope Fund to help colon and rectal cancer patients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So through the partnership, we're able to specifically help those specific cancers. The Cancer Society helps all cancers, and, you know, you can go there. They have an amazing setup there where you go there, they can point you in the right direction, they can give you information, anything that you need, pretty much you can get there. But I like that idea of having a support group for people who are caretakers to family members.
Especially when it comes to siblings, like because, I learned through this whole process that nobody talks about grief.
Yeah.
You know, I was crippled after my brother's death.
I saw you blogging online.
Yeah.
And the emotions that you went through. And
yeah.
Taking down the story. And
it was really hard for me.
I remember saying, this is too intimate, man. Why is this sharing? Because I got to read on my timeline.
Yeah.
And I said, this is powerful.
But let me tell you, the responses and the inbox messages that I got from people who were like, you sharing your story and being so raw about that finally allowed me to grieve my sibling, because there's no word for a person that loses a sibling.
Mm-hmm.
You lose a parent, you're an orphan. You know, you lose your parents, you're an orphan. Yeah. You lose a spouse, you're a widow or a widower. There's no word for when you lose a sibling, and there's no word for when you lose a child.
Mm.
So like my parents are seriously grieving my brother's death, their first child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My mother is showing signs of early onset dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning that oftentimes when parents lose a child, that can happen because your mind literally doesn't know where to put the grief.
Mm-hmm.
And so it tends to shut down. And so there's so many things that happen around the loss of a child or a sibling, and nobody has a word for it. And so for me, I also have been I'm willing to be open about this journey, because here in the Bahamas, there's so many people that are struggling with cancer.
Yes.
And then death behind that.
Yes.
And then the families are just left to kind of just pick up the pieces, and nobody talks about it, and it's not okay to cry. At work, somebody actually said to me, you still on this app crying over your brother?
The audacity.
And I just had to be like, you know what? I'm not even going to take that on. That's their issues. Because yes, I'm still on here crying about my brother. And I am now, we're in the process of preparing some space for a podcast space. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is what functional depression looks like, because my brother died November of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I had a television show on ZNS, mm-hmm. that was doing very well. And I just decided, I'm not doing this anymore. I mean, we won't even talk about the drama that was around that in the environment. But also, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with that. I'm here. I have grief that I'm dealing with. And that grief was bigger than, I had so much on my plate emotionally. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. And all of 2025, if you look at my socials, you'll be like, oh, Stacey was good. Because I'm out and I'm smiling and I'm taking pictures and I'm dressed up and I'm entertaining and I'm... Nope, I was depressed. I was getting enough energy to get to my car, and I would break down crying.
Mm-hmm.
Or just enough energy to, be at that event and be Miss Congeniality, and then I would, or just enough energy to get up to get my husband and kids out the door for school and for work, and then be back in my bed all day. And just get out of bed in time for them to get home so I didn't look like a louse because I was crippled in bed all day. Nobody talks about that kind of stuff. And it's real. It happens, and it's real.
Okay, we have the caller back again. Let me get this caller. Then we start talking about the event and what to anticipate when I come out there and to support there, if there's any fees and who all would be there. But go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. You're speaking to Miss Emily Darville and, of course, Miss Stacey Campbell Marshall. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning to both you, Stacey and Emily. Yeah, I lost my life three years ago from colon cancer. Next month, the 27th of May, 3 years, she didn't go on it. I watched her through all the pain and suffering from that, and it ain't easy,
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy, and so I understand the sentiments of both the folks in there. They're easy to deal with.
Yes. What was your wife's name?
Michelle.
Okay.
Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
visually impaired. Mm. It wasn't easy. And so I had to deal with her and deal with myself, But God bring me through.
Yes.
Every day I sit down here listening to you folks talk about it. It just bring back flashbacks.
Of course.
Yes,
well, we will remember her name, Michelle. We will definitely remember, because it's so important for us to remember the names of those who have been lost. And that is what I want people to remember, that they're real people attached to the story of colon cancer. They're real people mm-hmm. attached. And so it is important that those of you out there remember that when you get a little nervous about maybe going to get the colonoscopy. Remember that when you feel like I can't really sacrifice whatever the cost is for me to get that colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. I want you to remember the real names. I want you to remember Andrea. I want you to remember Pete. I want you to remember Phil. I want you to remember Michelle. I want you to remember all of those. They're so, unfortunately, there's so many names.
I know, right?
Yeah. Are you able to send me a message on Facebook? My name is Emily. Do you have a family member that can assist you? I would love to get in contact.
Well, you can take my number down.
Okay. We're going to take that off air.
Let me let the producer take your number.
Yes.
Kermit, write down this number for me. Place you on hold briefly, and then we'll pass it on to Emily there, and she'll...
Okay. Thank you, caller.
We'd like to honor her during Get Your Rare in Gear.
Yes. Thank you so much, caller.
So let's talk about Get Your Rare in Gear.
Yes.
Okay. What is it exactly?
It is a run walk.
Okay.
You know, we meet out at Goodman's Bay. We want to give information. We want to honor those who have, you know, lost their battle. We want to honor those who are in the battle.
You should use the word honor. I need to understand exactly. I want a picture in my head. Okay, no. I can slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 28th of March.
Yes.
I'm out there now coming to support because you invite me.
Yes.
What do I see? What do I do?
Okay.
First, you got to start off with, do I need to pay any money?
Yes.
Okay, so we start off with that. Go ahead.
Okay, so the event is free for colon or rectal cancer survivors.
So once, I mean, if you're battling with colon...
Yes, you come out there and you don't have to pay anything.
You don't have to pay anything.
If you're battling or you've overcame
your
fight, it's a free event for you.
Good. So I understand that. Go ahead now.
Adults are $30.
So $30 for adults.
Yes.
Okay.
Kids, $12.
$12 for kids.
$12 for kids.
And this money goes... directly to help others who are battling. This is not a money make. Nobody ain't making no money off of this. No money's being spent frivolously. This is directly to help because let's talk about something else that is really real. Plenty people ain't got no insurance.
Well, plenty of people don't have no insurance.
No.
And so when you get sick, when cancer knocks on your door and you don't have insurance,
you prepare yourself.
Baby,
that's all you do to prepare
put
yourself.
Put your seatbelt on. And hold on real tight, because the road gets rocky. My brother's surgery was $92,000.
That's the whole house gonna take this now.
Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? He had to eat organic food. He had to have all kind of medications. I mean, it's not a game. And so that's why when we talk about how uncomfortable is the colonoscopy, how uncomfortable is $92,000 and for your family to have to find that?
Hmm.
And even when you do have insurance, there still are residual costs. Associated with a family member being ill. So we want, $30 is nominal. We spend that on brunch. We spend that at the fast food place, not even a fancy sit down brunch. So we all can find this $30 to come out here and know that money goes directly to help others. That is small.
And you said the money goes to the Cancer Society
of the Bahamas.
I want to explain, we have one more phone call. I want you to go step by step because I can give you the whole hour to speak on everything.
Okay. Oh, great. So let's take this caller.
No, this is important. That's why I said I want to slow it down.
Thank you.
I want you to slow it down.
So we're so used to having to rush, but thank you.
Slow it down.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Pass your caller through for me, Kermit, so we can have them engage for me. Okay, Kermit. Okay, you're working on your other phone call. Hold on for me, Kermit. But now, like I said, as soon as you get it through, you can patch them through.
So let's give them the site that they can go where they can register.
Okay, go ahead with that.
Okay, so you can register at coloncancercoalition.org/Bahamas.
That's a long name.
Or if you have Facebook account,
okay, that's good.
Get Your Rare in Gear Bahamas.
Yeah, so if you go to Get Your Rare in Gear Bahamas, all the information is there.
Okay. The same with Instagram.
So you have a social media site on Facebook.
Bahamas.
Go on that site and all the information is
there. As well as Instagram.
And all that,
so it's Get Your Rare in Gear Bahamas.
Okay, and so I pay my $30.
Yes.
I'm there now, present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you're going to see a large inflatable colon.
Yes.
You have a large inflatable colon.
Yeah.
Yes.
So people can understand.
And then on the inside, you can see, diseases that affects the colon. So we're giving you a visual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll have a gastroenterologist on site. Dr. Marcus Cooper will be there.
Yes.
He's one of our
big
sponsors.
Shout out. He's out there listening.
I can be able to talk to him?
Yes, you'll be able to talk to him. If you have questions, mm-hmm. he'll be there. You will see what a polyp on your colon looks like. You'll see what a mass looks like if it's stage one, stage two, stage three, uh-huh. stage four, uh-huh. all of that. It's an amazing piece. You go yeah. there. If you want information, this is the on colon cancer. This is the event.
This
for
is
you.
The event.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So if I have some loved one who's dealing with it, I need to come to this event
yes,
to get this
yes,
information.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I pay my money. Now we'll have people there to give me information. What else I can see?
Community event. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's
you'll
the support.
Have music.
You talk about the supports. That is support. You can meet other people and be able to learn and support one another. Because this is real. The fight is real. And we out here, we fighting.
Okay. So I assume there will be representative from the Cancer Society.
Yes, yes. They'll all be
Cancer
there.
Cancer Society will be present. Mm-hmm. GastroCare will mm-hmm. be present.
Other doctors. You know, we have so many doctors. So we love Dr. Marcus Cooper. He's a personal friend. I've been on Dwight Strawn's show with him. Mm-hmm. We've talked in depth about colorectal cancer. He's very passionate about it. He was the one who diagnosed her
Andrea.
Sister.
Yes.
You know, so his commitment and just he kept fighting to figure out what was going on with her. Because a lot of times it's misdiagnosed. I mean, just like with my brother, there was a misdiagnosis. So we love Dr. Cooper. We love his commitment to really being, you know, there and helping people figure out what is going on. You know, he's a gastroenterologist. Okay. I hope I pronounced that right. Mm-hmm. So he, all this stuff that's going on with your belly and your mm-hmm. stomach and everything, he's there to help you out. So he will be there. We have, there are other doctors, you know, locally. We've got Dr. Beverton Moxie, Dr. Harold Munnings, Dr. Floyd Carter, Dr. Gemma Roll. Dr. Major was who did my colonoscopy because Dr. Cooper was traveling and I was so pressed to have it. I was like, I can't wait for you, Dr. Marcus. I got to go. So I went to Dr. Major. So we've got doctors in town that can help. I just cannot say it enough that awareness is key.
Your brother was American, so he had American doctors treating him.
But he was misdiagnosed. Imagine that. He was 52 years old, and at 50 was when his stomach issues began. And, you know, it makes me angry when I think about the fact that if at 50, 2 years before he was diagnosed with stage four, I wonder if at 50 they would have seen the polyps mm-hmm. and we his life could have been spared.
Mm.
But you know, if IF was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, right?
There you go.
So we just can't think about IF or what IF. But, you know, early detection is key. At those first, we know when something is off with our bodies.
You feel it.
We know that.
Yeah.
And we need for our men and women, stop saying it can't happen to us.
Yeah.
You know, my brother actually admitted to me, I was like, because his wife is a dentist, but she also she has her PhD in like some kind of quantitative genetics or something before she went to dental school. So she knew about the body, right? Mm-hmm. She was teaching. And she said to him, Pete, this is not right. The fact that your stomach is bothering you so much. And she told him, and I said, Pete, why didn't you listen to her? And he was like, because I thought it wouldn't happen to me. You know, and so that's real. It's a real conversation. And that second guessing is what ultimately cost him his life. And that's just the real. And don't have these late conversations. Mm-hmm. Let's not have these late conversations.
Let's go to this caller right now. And we'll finish talk about this Saturday, March 28, 2026. I want to know about the route and where you're walking next.
Okay.
So let's go to this caller first. Go ahead, caller. Guiding Radio AM. We're talking to Miss Emily Darville. She's honoring her sister who transitioned from colon cancer. Miss Andrea Darville. We're going to say her name throughout to make sure we pay tribute
Thank
to her.
You.
And of course, we're recognizing Pete, your brother.
Yeah,
right?
Peter Campbell, also, yes.
Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yeah, good morning, C, and good morning to your panel. What I'd like to know with your guests is where you could get a colonoscopy for $1,200 to $1,500. Is the name what they call just now? Who the Hawks Hospital recommend us to go, Dr. Mullings next to the hospital? That's $3,000. Mm-hmm. We couldn't find none for no less than but $2,800 as we check on the island.
Okay, so go ahead.
On another thing. I wouldn't recommend no one to get a colonoscopy if they over, I'd say, about 70 or 75. My mother was 79, and she was a 20-year breast cancer survivor. But she had this, like you say, in the feces, blood in the stool and everything like that, the purple blood at that, the burgundy one. And, yeah, the doctors, I'm in the hospital, yeah. They starve her for about 2 weeks, tie her strap down to the bed and all that. Then the last minute of Monday morning, they say, yeah, the machine in the hospital ain't waking, and go to Dr. Mullins. And then we go on there and spend the $3,000. But what I'm trying to say is 2 weeks after that, she died. So what I'm trying to say, Porky Dawson, we know someone else too. It ain't good to get a colonoscopy over 70 because it's too much stress for senior citizens to say that. They can't take it. I like it when I listen to your response.
I appreciate your call.
First of all, our condolences on the loss of your mother, you know, and we never will speak on any specific situation and we are not doctors and we cannot give you the quote of any doctors and what their costs are. You know, there are different situations and that's why there's always going to be a range. There's always going to be a range. But what I always say is, one, you have the ability to be able to, because there are multiple doctors that offer the procedure, you can call around and find out the different costs. But what I want people to understand is we find money for everything. And for me, depending on your situation, hey, $500 might be prohibitive for somebody, but we find money where it is necessary. The doctors can be the only ones to say when it is necessary, the age that might be too old to do it. Like, we are not doctors, and we are not going to be here and give any kind of medical advice. What we are going to tell you is that the colonoscopy is the definitive procedure that can tell you the status of your colon. So that's what we're going to do here today. Mm-hmm. And we're here to educate the public that it is important to know what is going on your colon and with your body.
Yes.
And it is important not to, you know, not to ignore the signs, you know, and what's going on with your body. And so that's what March 28th is all about.
I assume we have more callers, but I want to ask you, can I pay at the site? Or do I have to pay in advance?
You can pay at the site.
And we know Bahamian's last minute, but you to register. We want you to go online and register.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. If the morning of you realize, oh, this got canceled, I'm missing church. I go to church on Saturdays, mm-hmm. but this is so very important that I'm going to be out there and I'm going to be walking along because I want people to know just how important this is. So yeah, you can register the day of, but we'd really like you to register early.
And which is the path you taking?
So we're going to assemble at Goodman's Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll assemble there, and like I mentioned, we have that large inflatable colon that will be our start and finish line, mm-hmm. walking through that. So you'll leave, exit Goodman's Bay, go along Bahamar Boulevard. Once you get to the roundabout at the end of Bahamar,
okay.
When you pass the bank, Scotiabank.
Malia. I call it Malia Roundabout.
Yes.
Sorry.
So you make the turn at the Malia and you return back to Goodman's Bay.
It's a doable walk. We're not trying to stress anybody out.
Everyone that participates will receive a finisher's medal.
Is there a rally afterwards? I need a pep talk afterwards.
Yeah, we're going to hang out. Yeah. You can ask questions. Doctors will be there. You know, that kind of... It's going to be... I was always saying fun run walk. There's going to be fun. We're not going to be out there crying and, you know, boohooing. And, you know, there might be a little of that because I cry all the time.
Yeah, you cry a lot.
I do. Yeah. And that's just what happens.
It is what it is.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But, we're out there to educate and we're out there to know, like, we want people to know that there are good stories. Not all the stories end in death. Plenty of the stories are great stories where people have overcome and seen the other side of colon cancer. But the key is early detection.
Will you have people talking? I mean, survivors, some testimonies. So yes, I survived. I need to see some people who survived.
We're hoping that they're going to come out.
We're encouraging
them. They're coming out.
Absolutely. They will have the opportunity to share a few words if they would like to. We have a segment at Goodman's Bay Park. We call it the Blue Mile, where we could honor people who have fought. We could remember those who've transitioned. So that's why when we spoke about, I think her name was Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
Michelle. Yeah, I'd like to put one of the yard signs up with Michelle.
I want to talk about that. So remind me to mention it again. Because when you say honor, I want to know if I could bring a picture of my loved one.
Do that.
And walk with that.
Yes.
Walk with that. People absolutely. Can see me.
Yes.
This is me. This is my loved one here.
Yep.
Absolutely.
No? Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to have on my shirt, but I'm also going to have, I always walk with my Child of God tattoo. I have a tattoo on my hand mm-hmm. because Child of God was my brother. Pete was a serious Christian. He was really dedicated to people understanding the love of God. And there's a quick story that goes along with this. My brother fought for the trademark of Child of God. Somebody took it was not using it, and it was able to trademark it before, and they fought in court for 17 years. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
And 2 months before my brother died, they won the case, mm-hmm. and they were able to. So this is their logo. So it's tattooed on my arm, child of God, mm-hmm. and I carry this with me. Just a reminder that God loves me. It is a reminder of my brother's commitment, and it is a reminder for me to continuously fight and educate people on colon cancer and how this does not have to end badly, but early detection is key.
It doesn't have to end badly.
No. Or sadly.
Yes. Let's go to this caller and then we continue to talk about deceit that is happening on the 28th. I only asked you what time. What time is it?
6 a.m.
Early in the morning.
Early.
6 a.m. Okay. Let's go, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We're talking with Ms. Darville, Ms. Campbell Marshall. We're talking about colon cancer and having good news and early detection. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. Good morning, folks. How are y'all doing?
Good. Good morning.
Okay. Condolences to you and what has happened to your brother. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
But I'd like to ask one question, because you're a doctor, right?
No, we're not doctors. We are not doctors, no.
Well, you all had an encounter with the colon cancer thing.
Yes.
Okay, so just a little personal question, maybe.
Yes.
Did your brother happen to have had, you said he had colon cancer, but did it affect his prostate?
So no, it did not affect his prostate. So colon cancer and prostate cancer are two separate cancers. And so Dr. Marcus Cooper, who does a lot on the radio and gives a lot of information, he would be the one to ask about, you know, the differences, how they differ. But they are two different cancers.
Okay.
And my brother's prostate was not affected. What was affected, even though they were able to fully get the mass from his colon, it had metastasized with small lesions on his liver and his lungs. Mm. And then those lesions, they fought with chemotherapy. They got them smaller, but then they started really growing and it metastasized to his spine, which ultimately they just could not control, and it ultimately, you know, killed him.
Yeah, I know, but the metastasized, that means
it spread. It spread, yes.
Yeah, so it spread his lung.
Yes.
On his liver.
And his spine, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Right. So at some point, the body is like, I give up. I can't fight all of this, and that's what happened. But that does not have to be the story.
It doesn't have to be the story
if we have early detection.
Thank you very much, Carla.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Carla, before we go. We're going to take a commercial break. Go ahead.
Okay, I only want to say, though, in regards, because prostate cancer is very prevalent in the Bahamas, and I would like also for you all to bring, like, how are you on there with that colon cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they need to do that with the prostate cancer as well, because it's very prevalent in the Bahamas.
Yes. And I am part of the Cancer Society of the Bahamas, and I promise you, ma'am, I will make sure that we are speaking about all of the cancers. All the cancers are important.
Particularly in males.
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. Bless you. Have a good day.
We're going to take this quick commercial break, and we're going to come back and wrap up and tell more explanation on the registry for the...
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Show me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. News, smart talk, all day.
Get set.
Track and field fans, it's that time. Time for the B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You see the country's finest young athletes in blazing battles on the track and fierce field competition as they look to book their tickets to the 53rd Crypto Games in St. George's, Grenada on the Easter holiday weekend. Who will make the team to represent the Bahamas? Be there for the B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Competition starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, March 20th, and 3 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd. General admission, $12. Children under 12, $8. $20 VIP. Three-day passes are $34 general admission, $20 children under 12, and $58 for a three-day VIP pass. The B3A Crypto Trials, March 20th through 22nd. Don't you miss it.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we're talking to Miss Emily Darville and Miss Stacey Campbell Marshall, who's having an event on March 28th, which is a Saturday at 6 a.m. in the morning. It's a Get Your Rare in Gear Bahamas Save the Date. It's going to be at Goodman's Bay, Nassau, Bahamas. It's going to be a colon cancer awareness run walk,
yes,
right? In loving memory of Miss Andrea Darville, who is Emily's sister,
yes,
right? I'm going to read this text and go to the line and then let you promote the event. So, good morning. Last year, I had a scare with seeing blood with just about every other bowel movement, and then it stopped. A few weeks later, the symptoms came back. That's when I went to sought medical attention, which ironically was the month after colon rectal awareness month last year. When I heard the price, I began to worry even more.
Mm-hmm.
But I found the funds. And
that's right.
It was nothing more than bleeding.
Come on.
Hemorrhoids.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yes. And let me tell you, it's the best money that you will ever spend. There is just a... I had to pay out of pocket for mine because my insurance said that it wasn't, you know, necessary. Yeah. But look, we know Bahamians. Now, don't listen to this American accent. I am Bahamian. My navel string is buried here in this country. Mm-hmm. I know my people. Mm-hmm. We find money for what we want to find money for. Yeah. Nobody dressed better than us. Mm-hmm. Nobody is dripped better than us. Mm-hmm. Nobody can vacation like us. Nobody wears nice purse, nice shoes, nice belts, nice everything than us. Mm-hmm. So we find money for what we deem necessary. And I promise you, that if you have these symptoms, if you know something is off, that is the best money that you are going to spend. Because being able to sleep after knowing I'm okay, that's the good life right there.
And I believe Bahamians are prepared to support anyone who say, hey, I have this bill to do this caller.
Don't we? Don't we show up?
We can find out.
Okay.
We understand the importance of it.
Yes.
Let me go to this caller, then we'll conclude with getting more information. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Caller, you're there? Caller, go once, twice, and we go straight to Darville after this.
Yes.
Okay, we conclude now. Tell me about all the event, what I need to do. As a listening audience for your event, what do I need to do?
So we're just encouraging people to join us for Get Your Rare in Gear Bahamas and, you know, to save lives against colon cancer. This fun run walk event raises money for the Cancer Society of the Bahamas. Join us on March 28th, 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay Park for a morning of music, community, and honoring those who have fought against this disease. You can register online at coloncancercoalition.org/Bahamas, or you can go to our Facebook or Instagram pages and you can find the link for registration. And it will be Get Your Rare in Gear Bahamas.
Yes.
Can we go pricing again?
Yes. Adults will be $30. Children will be $12. And if you're a colon or rectal cancer survivor, you're free. Registration is free for you.
Yep. And we want everybody to come out. We want you to come out for awareness. We want you to come see this huge colon. Because I think it makes everything real when you're like, okay, this is how the body works. Because a lot of us know what we got, but you're like, how does this really work? How does this make sense? It is so very important. You can also follow me, Day in the Life of an Island Wife. I'm Stacey Campbell Marshall on Facebook. She's Emily Darvo. The information is out there. Just show up. If you can't register, not everybody is, you don't know how to log online and get a, come on out there. It is so important.
You have any sponsors you want to give a shout out to?
Oh my gosh, we do. We do have some sponsors.
GastroCare.
Yes.
We have Genesis Trust Fund. Five Oceans is our presenting sponsor this year. And
thank you to our sponsors. We've got 9 to 5 shipping. Thank you all, for just showing up and saying we're going to put our money where our mouth is, because it's so important. This money is used for a good cause. The Bahamas Cancer Society, the Cancer Society of the Bahamas, they're very careful with their funds, and they use the funds to really helping real Bahamians. So this, we can know that this $30, the $12 for kids that you're going to spend is going to go towards a really good cause, and we are grateful to our sponsors. We are very grateful to our sponsors.
And I can contact you via social media, you said?
Yeah, hit us up. Get Your Rear in Gear Bahamas. If you don't remember that, Stacey Campbell Marshall, hit me up. Day in the Life of an Island Wife, Emily Darvo. We are here for you. Yep.
Yeah. And you said it's going to be on the 28th.
Next Saturday. Yes.
Saturday.
Rain or shine, honey, we're going to be out there. If we get rain, we're going to be out there. It does not matter. We are trusting and believing God for some sunshine. 6 a.m. is early, so you can still come out, support, and still have your whole day to do whatever. Go to church and do whatever it is that you need to do. You still will have your whole day. March 28th, very important day. We are looking. I'm looking, all my peoples, I'm expecting to see y'all out there. All right.
And I can wear my shirts and bring a picture of my loved one.
Yes, you can.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can. Remembering that name, Andrea Darvo. This was Andrea's baby. It was so important for her. She's like, look, I'm young. I'm losing this battle, but I am going to make sure that others are aware. Pete, we're calling name Michelle. We're calling Phil. There are so many names out there, and we want to honor the legacy of those people that lost their battle, but we want people to also know that it doesn't have to end badly or sadly. What's the one about the butt?
Come out and save your bum.
Save your bum. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you, Guardian Radio. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you making time. You coming out and let us know that the big event is happening on next week, Saturday, March 28th, 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay.
Get Your Rear in Gear, Bahamas.
Get Your Rear in Gear. Come out with your pictures of your loved ones.
Yes.
Come out and support your loved ones. Say, hey, we battling this. We battling to win.
That's right.
We battling to win, to have good news, right?
Good news.
And I thank you for continuing to support. And I hope you help create that support group for people who have loved ones who say, man, I'm not doing well with the support, and I need some advice. I need some advice. How you all make it?
Yeah.
How you all make it through.
Right. Yeah. Thank you
very much, Miss Stacey Campbell Marshall, and again, Miss Emily Darvo. And I'm honored to know that you continue to give tribute to your loved ones.
Yes.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.